Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Global Voice 2012 Network on Blog Talk Radio. This is our first broadcast on the new station, and we welcome all of you to today's call, Drake's Vital Updates. I want to take just a brief moment to introduce myself. I am Denise Rednar. You will see me on the Facebook page, and I'm behind the scenes working constantly on that, as well as our chat, our forums, the websites, and also the onepeople.us page. Thank you for joining us, everyone, today, and we wish everyone a very happy Father's Day. I wish to thank my three assistants. That would be Paul Thompson, Terry Ambach, and Paul Beener, without whom the Global Voice 2012 would not have been possible. Our radio host, Paul Beener, could not be with us today as he is with family out of town. Allow me to introduce our hostess for today, Kimberly. Kimberly is a 35-year commercial radio veteran, and she has been hosting an empowering public affairs show on a major Boston radio station for the last 9 years. Everyone, please welcome Kimberly to the Global Voice 2012.
Thank you, Denise, and much love to us all. And welcome to the debut here of Global Voice Radio Network, and it's a fabulous day. Happy Father's Day. So I want to go through a couple particulars for those of you who are new to Blog Talk Radio. First of all, I want to let you know that if you want to join in on the chat, you have to make a profile on Blog Talk Radio, and you can do that while you're listening. You don't, they're going to ask you for an email address, but they will never use it for anything except for maybe giving you updates if you start a show or whatever, but they never use it for advertising. And if you want to participate in the chat, you can just come up with a name, and you don't have to put anything in your profile. And as you'll see, that there are tons of guests in the room, and so obviously they do not have, but those that have names do have profiles, and they are allowed to go in the chat. So as far as the chat goes, for those of you who are new, I'm actually signed up under Global Voice Radio Network, and Denise is under Global Voice Radio Network co-host. So when we type in the chat, it comes up that way. So right now I'm putting a little heart in, and you'll see it says Global Voice Radio Network, and when Denise does that, it'll say co-host next to it. There's Denise with welcome listeners. So you can differentiate between the two of us. So that's how you can participate in the chat. The second thing is that Drake is going to talk for a little while, and we will let you know when there are times for questions. And if you want to call in for questions, the number is 646-716-4984. I'll put that in the chat room in a little while. But it's important that you know that if you want to ask a question, and it will prompt you to push 1 on your phone if you'd like to speak to the host, you really need to do that. And I am going to be screening calls, so I'm going to be taking calls on a first-come, first-serve basis. So if you're going to want to have a question, you need to hit the 1 button, and I'm just going to tell you that I'm going to do my best to first-come, first-serve, and only those that have their hand raised, so to speak. The other request is that if you are asking a call and you're waiting and you want to listen to the answer, please do your best to mute yourself when someone else is talking. Like if you're talking with Drake, I have the power to mute or unmute, but I totally appreciate it if you would take responsibility of doing your own muting if you want to be listening, because it just cuts down on the noise ratio. So thank you very much for that. And also, last but not least, I just want to let you know that I want to let you know how you can support this channel, and it does cost to put up a premium channel like this, which holds lots of callers and allows for many people. Right now we have about 500 users in the chat room, and especially if you listen to this in the archives, it's easier, but even those who are listening live, if you go back to the archive, all you need to do is click on a few ads. When the archive of this program, we are opt-in for revenue sharing. There will be no commercial interruptions during the show, but when a show is archived, there's a little video ad that comes up. It's like about 10 seconds, and if you take the time to click on that and then refresh and go back to the show, that will help support the show. It's like a click-through, which will give revenue to helping to support this radio station. So thank you very much for doing that. Again, happy Father's Day. Much love. And I know that Drake has a lot to say. So it's my pleasure, actually, for the first time, to talk with Drake and say, hello, happy Father's Day, Drake. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Good to hear you on the radio.
So thank you. So it's yours now. And, you know, when you want to bring in your co-part, just let us know, and we'll do that.
Okay. As everybody knows, I get kind of extraordinarily busy, and then every once in a while I run across something that makes my day. There's a thing called Nacera Forums and News Sources. A lot of it's horse hockey. Some of it's good. Some of it ain't. You never know unless you know what's going on. However, I do believe this particular one has hit what I would call a slam dunk, home run and all that stuff. The reason I say that is that I look through it, you know, it's got the usual this and that, and Obama's a turkey and all this other fun and games. It's got a rather nice poster for re-election poster. I think everybody might find amusing, but down at the end of it, and I mean very end of it, there's a section that's called America Rising, and I would like everybody to take a look at that. And the reason I'm saying everybody take a look at that is not because Nacera's so great, but these pictures certainly are. Now, I want everybody to think about what they might like to say that can be put on a billboard. And no, you can't give a one-finger salute on a billboard. They take exception to that, but there's a whole lot of things that can be said that not only are right on, but get the message across. These things, there's several of them, and by several, I mean probably 15, 20 of them, And I didn't see too much that they missed in the process of posting these things. And I highly recommend you go there if you want a good laugh and take a look at some of the people's ideas that they have expressed on billboards. Now, I'm talking about, you know, the things you see along the side of the highway that are lit up at night, so the message is always there. That's the good part of the news. I'm going to offer another little good part of the news. We got a secondary part to the first part, better known as the Attorney General, Eric Holder. Now, I put out some stuff, and several other people have helped. A lot of people, I hope, have called the White House, demanding his resignation, among other things. He's got some problems, and they're legal, and I don't think they're going to go away real easy. Now, these legal problems stem to international gun running and a few other little minor things that aren't too easy to make go away, even for Eric Holder, who is, by the way, a very intelligent person. Now, what people don't understand is that Eric Holder has been the firewall for the White House. In terms of that, he don't let things in that don't belong there if he can stop them, and that sort of stuff, just like the one on your computer. The thing about Eric Holder is this, and the position he holds, is one where you take instructions. And I would like to find out, as I'm sure a lot of inquiring minds would, who might have told him to do what he did in terms of running guns. And I would offer that maybe we could mitigate his sentence just a little bit if he was willing to say he done it, and offer maybe a little of those hidden away documentations that he's been telling the senators that they can't have. We already gave you 76,000. What about the other 80,000 of them, turkey? You know, and so that's sort of the public announcement part of the thing. Now, some people may know and some people may not, but we've been dealing with the military in general for quite some time. And I decided 2 weeks ago that I should write a letter to them and say, hey, looky here, we got some problems we need this took care of. You said he's going to do this and you ain't done nothing. And all that. Some little turkey landed on my shoulder, a little birdie said, wait on it. Wait on it. Yeah, right. You know, go away, bird. So I'm getting all cranked up and going to do it anyway. And a little birdie shows up and says, it ain't time yet. It ain't time yet. You got to wait. I thought about it and I said, yeah, that makes sense. So I decided to go with the fun and games portion. Now, most people are not familiar with higher echelon offices and how they run. Generally, on a like a nice calm Saturday when the game's going on, everybody's out there screaming and drinking beer, they have what's called an emergency skeleton crew of a combination of clerks and NCOs, varying different ranks, varying responsibilities. This way that this maintains some form of representation in case somebody needs to get absolutely get all over the office. Emergency numbers for the commander are supposed to be available to the clerk, and he's to call the guy wherever he's at and say, hey, we got an emergency, and that way it, you know, can help get things in order quickly. There's another part of that, and I don't know how many have been in the military, but it applies to a lot of offices as well. If people have a tendency to work like a couple hours on Saturday morning, cleaning stuff up, getting that paperwork done you couldn't catch during the week because you're busy on the phone or whatever, there's some people there, okay? And if some kind of interesting stuff came in, I feel sure, absolutely positive, that the scuttlebutt in the military would put this stuff out. I have no doubt that if you make mention of something that deals with the boss's color of his underwear or something in the orifice, that that also is going to spread out. So I decided to wait. I thought, yeah, that would be perfect. So Saturday morning, bright and early, when the skeleton crew's there and the people that ain't watching real close, you can make an extra copy and accidentally drop it on the right person's desk so they can spread the word. I sent in this letter to the military. It's an open letter. If anybody has not read it or seen it, it's on my website. That's AmericanNationalMilitia.com. It's real easy to get to. I'm going to read that for those who don't participate with websites and would rather just simply listen to it one time. And I'm only going to do this once. I ain't doing it 12 times, once. Okay, open letter to our military. It was posted on 6/16/2012. That's yesterday. There have been several tasks given to different people through military command. To date, all have been either completed as requested or are still developing. This is an open letter to those who requested these specific missions. At the onset of these missions, extraordinary efforts were expended in just their startup. Each of these required a similar expending of time and effort to complete, all on a voluntary basis. There were very few objections as to following mission parameters and instructions. Real patriots seldom complain of any hardship involved in any true patriotic effort either. We, the people, have done as requested, and yet there is a great growing concern. And this is for everybody who has these concerns. Where's the military? How come them arrests ain't happening? What's going on? Okay. As many as possible have been contacted, groups, militias, and freedom-loving individuals. These number in the millions here in the States, with many more millions worldwide watching closely. Now, that's a statement of fact of the number of people being reached overall. Our efforts are looked at as the cornerstone to build upon for all nations. This is only a dream of a hope for those of us most directly involved in all this. Imagine if we started here and it spreads to other places. That was the dream we were looking at. Okay, it seems that everyone is looking to us to lead the way. Hey man, if American can do it, we can too. Just as happened in part because of our war for independence. There is and has been growing concerns as to the military is not taking action that the people see as both vital and timely. I have offered the tactical complexities, both in-house and outside, as a possible reason or cause for this delay. However, there are a growing number who are beginning to believe that there never was any intent on the military's part to help the people in their efforts to restore our foundations, etc. This is where things are at presently. The request is major, both for you and the people, in order to restore the faith in the military, helping the people. An official statement of this intent needs to be made. I understand all the ramifications involved in any action of this nature. Therefore, I have decided to go farther out on the limb I'm presently on and offer you directly contact me. I was asked to offer several things in my broadcasts on internet radio as a help in the overall plan. I've accepted the risks involved in the same light as our founders. I pledge my honor, life, and fortune in this effort. I can do no less for my country and my countrymen. We, the people, now respectfully request the same from our military. Note that this will be sent out to everyone I have been asked to contact. Thus, the quicker you reply, the better. The country looks forward to your reply. Drake. Now, I'm pretty sure that should appease those who say that I'm not doing nothing. That went to the Pentagon. That went to the White House. That went to several contacts in varying command positions. And I'm hopeful that I'm right about those clerks, you know, making that copy saying, wow, man, look at this stuff. And to be quite blunt about it, I'm surprised. And it doesn't just deal with that open letter, but it deals with a number of other things. And I'm going to get into an area next that goes along with this and fills in some blanks that everybody's been kind of wondering about. This is what I would consider an emergency announcement. Now, don't get your shorts to shrinking too badly real quick, because it's not the kind of emergency announcement necessarily that is going to change your world. However, I hope it does rock you a little bit. Now, as you know, I have stayed away from the ET issues and things of that nature for a variety of reasons. One is a lot of people just don't want to hear it. The second part is a lot of people don't believe what it supposedly is comprised of, or, you know, ETs and angels are a little bit beyond my scope. You know, they haven't offered me a cold beer yet, so I'm not interested, or whatever the reason. Now, as you know, the freedom effort is to save our country and our butts in the process. If we don't take action soon, we're not going to have much left to take action on. And there may not be many of us left to take any actions. I mean, these are questions that are possible. I'm not going to say probable, because I don't think that will happen, but you never know. And so my concern of wondering what to do next kind of dropped in my lap this morning from a friend. And believe me, it was shocking. Now, I have expressed on numerous occasions that the survival of the planet depends on us wiping out the bad guys here and letting Europe do the same there. That will pretty much take care of the bad guys that are really the bad guys, the ones that call the shots, the ones that tell other people to be nasty, you know, you need to have that guy have an accident or whatever the deal is. This goes to foreclosures. It goes to everything. Just what we're doing. Now, how about, what would you do and how would you handle it if this guy took a step further by somebody outside of what everybody thinks is real? And that's the question. Okay? And we got these little slogans. Don't tread on me. He's got a rattlesnake going to bite you on a whatever's if you mess with me. Give me liberty or give me death. All these are nice, noble statements until you get somebody on the battlefield and they're trying not to crap their pants because there's death flying all over the place, and they want me to stand up and shoot too. You're crazy. This is going to get to the heart of the matter. Most people are unaware of the fact that I've been involved with the non-existent ETs for some time, and I do mean a number of years, on varying levels, varying things, explaining things so that they understood how not to approach people and freak them out and this sort of thing. The majority of them do not look that much different than us. I want to get this across. So you won't necessarily be looking at something that's got tentacles for heads or 25 eyeballs, but they're out there. Believe me, they're there. Now, I got another bit of information from another source indirectly. And I learned something pretty neat. Now, everybody knows I've been working with financials. I'm coming back to the rest of this. This all ties in together. I've been working with the financials. I've been working with the principals in that. One of those being Neil Keenan. That man's extraordinary. What he's accomplished is extraordinary, and it's due to get better real quick. Now, here's the fun part. Before I talked to him, and before I got this emergency announcement, I got another little bit of information. And I'm going to let Lady Dragon expound on that here in a couple minutes. But that there are several groups of ETs that come from different star systems, and one of them gave me full backing, and I'll let Lady Dragon cover that here in a minute. First thing that's going to happen is this emergency announcement deals with the don't tread on me, liberty or death. Anybody who has paid attention to what's been going on is that E.T. has been saying, we're not coming down there and messing in your mess kit until you wash the mess get out. We don't want to step in that. And I understand that thoroughly. I don't know that I'd want to be on planet Earth right now with the mess that we got going on with these idiots and nuts running around any more than ET does, and they got a choice. The emergency announcement is this. There is a limited amount of time. Now, everybody knows about 2012 and the end times, and they've heard of some of the possibilities. Well, I'm going to give you two scenarios. If anybody has not seen the movie 2012, it's been all over the airwaves on cable and satellite and all that. If you ain't watched it, make a point of it or go rent it or go buy it. There's a lot of graphics in it that are really great, first of all. But secondly, it shows the absolute complete destruction of the planet, pretty much. In terms of the internal heating of the planet to a point where the crust comes loose, and everything goes in the toilet. Anything you can think of dealing with civilization no longer exists, pretty much. Now, Edgar Cayce gave a rendition similar to that. 200 to 600 mile-an-hour winds all over the place, all directions, all at the same time. Earthquakes that bounce mountain ranges around. Heat and cold in the extraordinary extreme. Imagine 70 below zero suddenly in Florida. Imagine what it would do to the ice caps if we went over 100 degrees suddenly and stayed that way on both ends of the poles. When I say extraordinary and extreme, I'm saying earthquakes you cannot get away from. And here's how that works. We don't have anything that flies other than rockets in the ash clouds from volcanoes. If each and every last volcano on this planet erupted at the same time, it's going to create earthquakes all over the place. Most of the buildings that I can imagine will be destroyed. That's first. Number two, even though you may have laid up something, if it's buried under a house and the house decides to burn, you're going to have a lot of fried canned goods if they don't explode. You won't be able to get to your guns. They'd be buried in the basement or wherever you're hiding them. You won't be able to drive a vehicle very far, if at all. You're going to have a combinational type of eruption, and that eruption deals with what's called vortex magnetics. What happens is that it makes a vortex, like a tornado, inside the volcano. The magma, or lava, is made of iron primarily. And what's interesting is that when you take a magnet and you put it under pressure and you spin it and then you release the pressure, you get what's called an electromagnetic pulse. And I think everybody's heard about those, seen what they do. Atomic weapons cause them. We've got things that actually make them happen here just to experiment to see whether or not the computer will eat itself up when that goes off. Everything electronic gets killed when those things happen. I imagine not having any infrastructure, no water, no phones, no lights or electricity anywhere. And think about walking around in some of those After the Bomb Falls movies that they like to run all over the TV. I don't know if there's going to be zombies and flesh eaters and all that crap, but, you know, you never know. I wouldn't put it past some people to have already designed some of that in a laboratory and have the earthquake actually crack the place open and let them out or something. I would not put that past the possibilities. But that's one scenario. The other scenario was something that was lightly alluded to by Cayce and a couple of other people, that the alternative to that complete and total destruction, starting over if you can live through it, is one of a relatively minor incident, a relatively minor destructiveness, and and relatively, well, yeah, you get a few nasty storms out of it, and that's about it, kind of scene. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been given a choice, and we've also been given a timeline. The dragging out that that has happened in attempting to get these things of our own cause, freedom and all this, get the bad guys and do something about them, has reached critical mass. And I'm hoping Monday morning that this open letter to the military gets to the right hands and they do it. I really am. That's how close this is. This is how critical this is. And this is how much of an emergency this is. Now, this is also goes not just to you guys, but the military. Emergency management. Anybody that is in a public service position, be they a cop, fireman, street cleaner, it don't matter. Garbage man will do fine. What I'm saying is each and every set of ready hands that can do a little something is going to be needed. And here's what the situation is. We do this, take care of this mess, and it's going to help the timeline. We got a time limit. If we can beat that time limit with a little time to spare, then things can be made a considerable bit easier for us when Mother Earth goes through her transition. Now, that transition is what causes all of the fun and games. If we heal this planet a bit, and there's plenty of hands out there to do that, lots of unemployed, et cetera, we can figure something out. If we heal this planet to a certain extent, Mother Earth won't shake us off like a dog shaking off fleas and cause all the destruction and mayhem and nasty and fun and games. If we don't take care of business, she will shake us off like a bunch of fleas. And I'm talking about mountain ranges changing continents. I'm talking about the oceans emptying right dead across the United States. What are you going to do if the wave of water is 2-3 miles deep? Not much unless you can fly. pretty simple. And you got to be able to stay up there for a while, too, because it don't go away right away. So to avoid that kind of mess, what I'm going to get to is that on my website, AmericanNationalMilitia.com, is a video posted. And I suggest everybody get a copy of that video and study that sucker. This comes from the ETs, those who are in charge of making sure that things happen accordingly, that they happen correctly. Now, everybody knows about these mass arrests, but what they don't know is the ET has gotten to the point where they can't wait much longer. So they're helping us. And that help comes in the form of them snatching these people up, and they screen them. Nope, that's a bad one. He goes over there. That's a good one. Go ahead. Good one. Okay. They go through a crowd. They might scoop up a whole city of people. He goes through the crowd. The bad ones get set aside. Okay. The bad ones are then reevaluated the second time. The good people, no problem. Put them back. The bad people, and generally they try to scoop up only bad people. So don't expect to go taking any funny trips flying through the trees. The bad people are screened twice. The first screening is to separate them from the good people so they don't pollute them. If you get somebody that's nasty around a little kid, the little kid learns to be nasty. Just that simple. Under extraordinary stress situations, adults are the same way as little children in that respect. Extraordinarily evil people with some kind of nasty thing on their mind has a tendency to pollute your space and you as well. To avoid that, these people are being removed. There's two classes of these people, those that can be rehabilitated and those who cannot. Those who can be rehabilitated, in other words, they change their base of thought from evil to good. Just that simple. Now, this is done up in the clouds, the heavens, someplace by these angels, ETs, whatever. The second alternative is that they pop them into the center of the sun, let them cook for a couple seconds, and they go pop, there's a little spark, and they're done. They consider them done. What happens is that they go back to the origin or creator to be reformulated into a new soul that is righteous, and they get to come back, or portions, little portions of them are spread everywhere. So you got maybe 50, 60 people rolled up into one, and it comes back as a new one, a new entity, a new spirit that's placed in a body when that body's born. So the emergency announcement is this. We got a choice, and the choice is real simple. We either take care of business, and I hope the military is listening, we either take care of business right now, ASAP, as soon as we can get our hands on it, or ET is going to take care of it to an extent for us. And they're not near as lenient, and they would tell us which ones they want to take and get out of there, wherever it might be, FEMA camp or prison or whatever. And I don't want this to be a problem. That's the other part. It makes me nervous to make announcements about this stuff because I normally don't talk about it. A lot of people don't want to hear it. A lot of people don't want to believe in it. And a lot of people just plain disagree with it. That's all well and good, except that it's happening right now. And the person who made this announcement I'm familiar with. These announcements are never made to the general public without reason. The second part of the thing is that they asked for this video to be put out to everybody and their mother-in-law. I would suggest everybody listen to it and pay attention. It don't talk about anything airy-fairy. It just gets down to the brass tacks. You want to live or die. That's basically a simple choice you have. So to go along with this, a little validation, is Lady Dragon available? Hello.
Greg?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. I would like you to go through that email you said you got from your friend.
Yes, my friend Richard monitors what's going on in the alien department and always keeps me up to date. And he pointed out late yesterday that there's a radio show called Enlighten Radio who had a gentleman called Stephen Cook interviewing Cobra. Cobra has services in March, okay? And it's been very popular because of her or his view, okay? And actually, Cobra is violating everything that she said and even more information that he said. Plus, Cobra, the thing is very, very interesting, people, about Cobra. Is I personally never spoke with Cobra, and Cobra never called Drake. So we all don't know each other, but Cobra says the same thing that Drake and I says. So I have some information that are very important, okay? He said that, first of all, the date April 12th has been decided 10 years ago, so it's nothing new. They've been working on that for a long, long time, okay? He said that because of our vote, the people in power are very scared, and they want to surrender. He said on the radio that Mr. Neil Keenan is talking with a Rothschild and a Rockefeller because they are afraid, and they want to surrender. And it's supposed to be around, they want it to be very quick because, you know, they, like Drake says, they are tired of the fun and games, everybody. And the thing that's very important, so people don't misunderstand the surrender part, okay, there's two, well, there's many reason, there are many condition in their surrounding. But the first two are a must. There's no this discussion or negotiation about those two conditions. Well, the first condition is for them to go into on the mass media, which is what Drake always said, an event where they would see on the television who has caused the trouble. They need to know who they are. People need to know who they are. And people need to know what they have done to cause all the trouble. That's condition number one, non-negotiable. The second question, the second condition is to step down from power forever. There's no wincy bit there and there. This is these two conditions that are a must. Cobra said that Everybody is a bit tired of this. That's why they have sent Pelagian people. The Pelagian people are backing Drake and everybody what they're doing. That's what it says. The Galactic Source are tired of this. The things have to move along, you know. You stop staying there. And Cobra, it seems to be, he said, he is an incarnated Pelagian himself. And he helps also in the surrender of the people. Also, he said, now, what's going on? If that date, April 12th, was set, what is the delay? Well, the delay is because there's a lot of people working different things, first of all. And he said that there's also a very big concern about how the people that are not awake will react. This is the major, from what I can gather, that he said, Cobra, he says that's the major delay because since it has never been done, they don't know because the people are brainwashed. They don't know how they will react. Of course, the after, they're going to be very happy, but they might not want to go along with all this because if things are not peaceful and smooth, they just might not want to participate actively in removing those cabal. That is why the letter to the military is very important because Cobra said the same thing. They're waiting for the military, meaning the aliens, they're waiting for the military to move. But now they have sent people to start moving the whole thing because things have to move. Because the more you wait, it's just going to drag for no reason since... This is going to happen, he said, Cobra. Guarantee they will be removed. He said it would be much better if people that are working and negotiation close the negotiation and surrender them right now. It would be quicker and better for everybody. Drake.
Thank you. I hope that gives everybody a little insight. Now, I also understood under that from that email that the prosperity funds have been opened. Now, everybody's been looking for some kind of financial help. There it is. Number two, Mr. Keenan has been working on opening the collateral accounts in order to rebuild our countries, to feed people, make sure that things are taken care of. These are to be used in a combinational way, primarily humanitarian. You got to have a bridge across a river. These funds will build it. You got to, and it offers jobs in the process. You need food and water in a place. They will procure it and make sure that these people have food to eat and water to drink. This is not a simplistic kind of application for the collateral funds. Prosperity funds, as I understand it, are supposed to sort of go to some individuals to an extent. Apparently, there's some... packages that are being sent out, as I understood now, to varying people. That particular idea, as I understand it, was something dealing with being a participant in some sort of deal. I don't know what that was, did not get into it. Sounds a little convoluted. If somebody gets a prosperity package or a box full of money and they got to show some ID and sign a piece of paper, that might not be a bad deal. I don't know. So you do that at your own risk. But the main thing I want everybody to do, I want everybody to get a copy of that video. And I mean do it, you know, as soon as you can do it, as soon as you're available to do it. Get a copy of that video and listen to it very carefully. It's only about 4 or 5 minutes. It don't take long to get that message out. We're under time limits. Mother Earth is going to start making changes. And we need to be working on making sure those changes are the type that we can deal with. You don't want your house falling down. Go out and do whatever ET says. ET says build a mound of dirt over here. Do so. It may be that simple. I don't know. I do not know all of the parameters involved in this. I do know that there are several things that people don't understand. They're going to be repaired and reinitiated. This deals with Great Pyramids. This deals with Certain things that we've built in the wrong places, those will be evacuated and torn down. There are certain things that we've done to Mother Nature, such as all our pollution, that can be, and I mean this literally, can be undone. I know that several people are familiar with health company called Body Electrician, and Body Electrician is run by a person I have, two people that I have great respect for. And one of the things that they've got is a little microbe, and that little microbe is a cool little booger. In that, what it does is it seeks out radioactivity and eats it, converts it from radioactivity to organics, and takes a squat and goes after the next one. I'm going to tell you, it don't get much better than that. I mean, I might not like mold in the house, but if that stuff does what it says, and I got a yard full of it, and then I know that my yard ain't going to go in the dark or something, or the food I eat out of my garden is not going to be tainted with some kind of funny whatever. Okay, there's a secondary little bug that they use, microbe, that eats all forms, and I mean all forms, of toxic things dealing directly with both plants, animals, and people. Does the same thing, processes it into something that is neutral, takes a squat, and goes after the next one. You think about how many little microbes you can put in one little test tube, and you get an idea. We're talking about millions of gallons of this. We're talking about spraying the planet with it so that we get rid of some of this pollutive stuff. Now, none of the things that have been used in the past in terms of chemical compounds are going to be allowed to be used again, period. Now, here's the second part. Everybody's aware of Monsanto. That puts a bad taste in my mouth to say that word. And they're genetically modified organisms. These are to be hunted down and eliminated. Any and all of everything that's dealing with Monsanto is going to be done away with. They're not going to be allowed to operate as they have in the past in any way, shape, or form, anywhere on the planet. This stuff's done with. Now, I said this before. I'm going to say it again. It's very simple. ET knows the time frame and time limits, and that's why they're jumping in now. They're taking out the bad people because we ain't doing our job of doing it for them. And this is why I'm putting this out on this radio show tonight, today, so that hopefully tomorrow morning, a whole bunch of mailboxes in the military will have an open letter to the military. And maybe a report of this broadcast stating that ET is doing their job for them and they would appreciate a hand. I don't know what the reason for the dragging of feet has been, but I can tell you that irrespective of all this, there are several people involved in this now, not just me and a select few. There's a great number of people right now who've gotten frustrated to the point where they're willing to go out and start shooting people. And I personally can't blame them. I've been frustrated beyond that point a long time ago, but I also grit my teeth and refuse to try to fire my gun in anger at anybody that may not deserve it. The reason for the mass arrest idea, the reason for snatching these people up is twofold. Number one, you get them, and they get a possibility of living through this. Number two, you don't screw up yourself in terms of pulling that trigger when you shouldn't have. And I'm telling you right now, some of these people that are involved in the government, they're just like you and me. They don't really get it. They know they shouldn't be working for the IRS or somebody, but they do it because they got a family to feed and stuff to do. And I can't blame somebody for wanting to do that. If they're not involved, directly involved in the deaths, et cetera, the foreclosures, et cetera, things of this nature that are nasty, then I can't see that they're all that guilty one way or the other. Yeah, they screwed up. Yeah, they're in the wrong spot. Yes, they need to make a change. Well, some of the things that are planned is that the central banking system is going. Now, I got word 2 weeks ago, and this is a nice little financial for you. I got word 2 weeks ago that there was a serious problem. And I don't know if you've noticed, but the European Union is having some extraordinary growing pains. They're trying to catch up with something that's so huge that they'll never catch up with it. It's called their debt. Same sort of thing's true here. Difference between here and there is that, in this case, 99% of that debt, I mean almost absolutely all of it, belongs to the corporation who thinks it's in charge anyway. Well, okay, if you're in charge anyway, this time they get to buy lunch. And not just stuck with the bill, but if they can't afford to pay for lunch, then they get KP duty. They get to clean the latrine, and they get to do so in a FEMA camp. Well, two things. That keeps you from doing something stupid to them in terms of yourself. And I mean, yeah, you get bloodthirsty mad, but actually when you get to down right down to it, when you get to shed somebody's blood with your bare hands, it's different. Up close and personal is different. Pulling that trigger is different. Up to that point, you're considered innocent. You got a karma that maybe has a little tarnish here and there, if that. Those are biggies. This punches a hole in your karma, and you got to repair it. Now, these people will teach you how, but it shouldn't have to be that way. You shouldn't have to do that. And I am in full agreement with the idea of a peaceful absconding with these people. Now, I took a vote. Everybody seemed to go ballistic. Ooh, the vote. Well, guess what? If you read that, and I don't know if it's still up on some of the websites, but if you read that, there's no provision, none whatsoever, for the bad guys. It's all us. That's called a one-sided negotiation. That's called making them a deal they can't refuse. They're going down anyway, and I'll tell you why. The tip of the iceberg, so to speak, or top of the pyramid, or however you want to look at this, is a thing called the Bank of International Settlements. That is the crown of the Illuminati, bankers, thieves, whatever you want to call them, cabal. It has a lien placed against it, along with a cease and desist order. They may make no more transactions of any kind for a period of 90 days. That's plenty more time than it takes for the central banking system to go belly up. So the cabal, the bad guys, are going to lose it all anyway. It would be much easier. I mean, I don't want to chase nobody. And I've seen some things in on TV. You made me chase you. And the cop commenced to give the guy a few knuckle bumps on his head for doing that. You need something that can be able to be used both ways without us lowering ourselves to their friggin' level. These people are pond scum. They live in the bottom of the outhouse pit. These are things, as far as I'm concerned. I don't classify them as human, and I don't mean that nasty against any ETs or anything, but I don't think they rate anywhere near animals. And I think they should be treated as same. Consequently, my suggestion is that when the military takes their action, and I hope they do it Monday, I really do, when they take their action, all they got to do is make a phone call. And each and every last person that can mobilize, I'm sure, and I feel very, very happy about this, would just enjoy seeing these bad guys get their stainless steel bracelets and be put in the cattle car and whisked off to Mr. FEMA camp. Now, there's not too many things that would make my day right now, but that would be a big one. That would come close to dying and going to heaven. It would be right next to it. I mean, it don't get much better than that. Actual satisfaction of at least being a part of. Now, they may need extra hands. I don't know. There may be situations where they have sent out disruptor patrols or interdiction patrols that are designed to take out our infrastructure, you know, like cell phone towers and that sort of stuff. I've informed the militias. Anybody who can, as long as you're attached to a radio and somebody's listening on the other end, that's all it takes. And you can be the first responder by watching. You see a bunch of dudes packing explosives around some kind of a tower. Give their van a busted window with your high-powered rifle. Shoot one of their tires out. Give a couple rounds across to the top of them so that they duck and run. If you'll notice, usually these things are out in the open well enough that they ain't got too much of a place to hide. And as soon as you're done shooting a round or two, whatever it is, you get on that radio and you call your buddy and you say, "Time, they're out here, they're going to blow up the electricity. Tell the sheriff, tell the people." And you get the telephone trees wound up. All of a sudden, there's a crowd of 300-400 people out there, all armed. "What do you mean you're going to mess up my dinner? I mean, you know, whatever. You're going to make my beer get warm? Guess what I got for you? It's called 12-gauge. There's a lot of different reasons you can look at this. It could be purely patriotic. This is my country. What are you doing on my ground? We own this. You got no right to be here. You know, seeing as how you're here illegally and you're intending upon doing damage to everybody just because you're here, maybe you just shouldn't be anymore. Okay? That's taking the law into your own hands. Don't advocate that. I advocate the silver handcuffs. Nice little stainless steel. They fit real. You can actually tighten them up to where they really are painful, by the way. Transport their butt down to the local jail. If they won't all fit in there, you take a piece of log chain and you loop it through one end, loop it through them all, and padlock it on the other end of to the wall. I'm sure there's some kind of a building or something. You can put them outside if it ain't nasty out. I mean, if it ain't going to freeze them, let them get wet. Let it rain on them a little bit. Might be good for them. Who knows? But basically, the gist of this is very simple. We need to take action. We have been given a directive, and it's a good directive. You'll like the video. You really will. That states that we have a time limit, and we're not taking care of business, and that forces ET to do it for us. They don't really want to do that. The reason they don't want to is because it ain't their business. It's ours. They're doing charity work for us, and we got we can walk, talk, and pull the trigger. No, it shouldn't be. We should be out there doing it. So I'm hoping Monday to start seeing some kind of action. At the very least, contact from the military, and probably, and I'm hopeful, and I'm going to make this suggestion. After you watch the video, you think about it. You can go to my site and read that open letter of the military. It's on there. It's AmericanNationalMilitia.com. And if you don't see any response, maybe you ought to call the Pentagon. Maybe you ought to call up the local National Guard. Or anybody else you can get a hold of that'll listen. Don't matter who it is. There's tons of phone numbers out there. I gave the numbers out the other day. See if I still got those handy here in my notes. Very well may have. I have to put my eyes on before I can do this stuff. There we go. That's better. Now, I think it was like one or two sheets back off. Let's see here. Where did it go? The Pentagon is 703-545-6700. The White House, 202-456-1111. If you can find an email address for them, by all means, tell them what you feel about what they're not doing or what they have done or anything else you want to complain about. But first of all, we need some action. Eric Holder needs to go to jail. Removed from office because he's got felonies pending. I'm sure Judge Napolitano would make an excellent replacement for Eric Holder. I have no doubt in my mind at all if the man was willing to take the job. And I'm going to add a little something. They need to do it under his conditions. Not somebody else's idea about what's going to be done. or I got to listen to ex-idiot whomever down the hall. But under Judge Napolitano's conditions, okay, give him a. You're gonna have to give him a whole bunch of federal marshals because there's a bunch of people need to go to jail. So basically, that was what I had for today, and I'm hoping that wrinkled everybody's starts just a little bit. Do we want to open this for questions, or how do we want to do this? Kimberly?
Drake, anybody hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
We can hear you, Lady Dragon.
Can you point out exactly on your website where your video is so people can see it clearly, please?
I don't know. It got put up while I was on the phone with five different people at the same time. It's on my website. You should be able to find it. Now, there should be a link above it that says spirituality. If I am not mistaken, it'll go to that page, and that page will have that video, or at least the link to it. It is a YouTube video. Everybody can get a copy and run it just like free beer, make that thing go ballistic. ET is doing the military's job when the military is fully capable. I think the military would probably like to step in and relieve them of that duty. And that's one of the other, you know, there's another little piece of it. So, Kimberly. Kimberly? Everybody muted.
I'm trying to get her attention here, Drake. Just one moment.
Okay.
I'm new to the board, too. This is Denise. One moment.
I hate dead space. It's confusing to people.
Well, I can confirm that the view is there and working well. That much I can say.
Well, at least this is it seems like a decent way to broadcast.
I'm here. There's a mass confusion because there are like 500 people who have called last week's conference line number. And so I got word of that, and I was trying to deal with that and give them this number and this login information. So anyway, I'll get back to that. But the colonel was there, and he was going to be helpful. So I got this number to them. However, this number is only limited, and I was trying to give them the website address. So if it's okay for me to take a moment. There are quite a few people who are on here listening, which is totally fine. I'm going through and asking, you know, people want to ask a question. We have several questions in the queue, but I want to be sure that there are some people who are here who did find this number, is that if you could get the word to the people that are on last week's conference call number to tell them that they're in the wrong place.
go ahead and go for it. We got a song or something we could play?
Yes, we could take a 5-minute break where everybody to get a beverage or whatever and get that set up. I am blasting it on the Facebook page that conference line is not open.
Okay.
And posted the number to call into the show here.
Yeah, it's best if people listen online, but they can call in to this number also, both. So the link
Correct.
To this, whatever. I'll help out too. So, sure, I'm going to play a Sean Mullen song, Light You Up, and we can take a 6-minute break.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
I just want to light you up, light you up, like a fire. I just want to turn you on, turn you on, and take you high. Everybody wants a flash dream. Everybody wanna be seen. Everybody wanna be famous. Ain't nobody gonna blame us. Everybody wants a real deal. Everybody wants to cop a good feel. Everybody want more money. Everybody wants a taste of your honey. I just want to light you up. Light you up. Like a fire. I just guitar. Everybody wanna ride in your fast car. Everybody wants a puff of your pipe dream. Everybody wanna lick of your ice cream. The preacher wanna tell you how to live right. Your mama and your daddy got you uptight. Your lover gonna go and pick another fight. I just wanna keep you up all night. I just want to
quickly before we get going again, If you are able to get the word out that this show is playing on Blog Talk Radio, and the address for this program is blogtalkradio.com/global-voice-radio-network. And so perhaps you could all help spread the word. And this will be archived as soon as this program is over, which will be whatever your time is. It's a three-hour program, and it only takes a few minutes for the archive to go live. So it will be available at that address also. So let's see. Also, for those of you who are new to Blog Talk Radio, if you would like to participate in the chat, you need to set up a profile attached to an email address. They'll never use your email address for any solicitation. It's just so you can become part of the Blog Talk Radio network. You can set up a name, but you cannot participate in the chat unless you have a profile on Blog Talk Radio. And let's see. The other thing is that if you are calling in and would like to ask a question, you need to press the 1 button on your keyboard or keypad or whatever in order to notify us that you are interested in asking a question. I've been going through and screening calls in the background, so we have a few people in the queue at this point. So, Drake, are you there?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Denise? Okay, that's okay. So, Drake, are you at this point, are you wanting to talk further, or are you wanting to start taking questions?
I can go ahead and start taking questions. Now, I'm going to preclude something here. I'm going to tell everybody that if they want to know about what I'm talking about the ultimatum in terms of time, go and look at the video first, and then come back and ask your question. That video is very, very, very succinct. It's exacting. You don't pull punches. It's in an everyday language. And what you'll find is it simply lays it out like it is. And I normally don't do that sort of thing, but in this case, too many things have taken too long. And that's my reason for doing this way on this show.
Okay, I missed that part. So could you give me the information about the video so I can post it places?
It's on my website, AmericanNationalMilitia.com.
Okay.
It is a YouTube video. Everybody can get a hold of a chunk of it and send it to their whoever, you know, didn't want to hear it anyway, if they want to bother somebody, or to the people that do want to hear it, which would be even better.
All right, excellent. Somebody posted in the chat room. Thank you. And I'll make sure it gets posted around, too, so I'll go find that.
Okay.
So I'm going to actually ask the first question, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
You were just talking about the two case scenarios, and I happen to come from a perspective of that what we see is what we get, and I'm a little concerned, and I'd like you to explain this, and I'm sure I know I saw this in the chat, that I'm here doing my best to focus my thoughts, my emotions, and my words on what we are capable and our greatness. And essentially, you know, what we see is what we get. And so, you know, I saw the movie 2012, and I didn't necessarily want to go and see it because I don't want to feed that possible scenario. And so I am curious if you could maybe explain a little bit different what you were trying to say with those two case scenarios, along with the question of, are you in agreement that we need to keep our, you know, we need to keep our focus on our greatness and our ability to be creating our future in each moment?
Yes, no, yes, and yes. In terms of the two-case scenario, it's very simple. If you want what you saw in the movie 2012, don't do squats, sit on the couch, enjoy your beer until that happens. That's your choice. If you decide that that is not too cool, and that having your couch go galloping around the countryside and spilling your beer and whatnot, if you don't want that sort of scenario, we as a people, and I'm talking about the whole of the population of the planet, are going to have to roll up our sleeves and get busy to heal it, to get it right, so that we don't have that. Now, ET is not going to take as much action. They don't want to take any action. They're not supposed to interfere, just that simple. It's similar to Captain Kirk on Star Trek, non-interference with lesser civilizations or civilizations that couldn't handle that sort of thing or aren't technically advanced enough to be nonviolent when you go materializing in front of them or whatever. So they didn't want to take this action. They had to get special permission. And it's consternating. That's sort of a mild form of constipation on a mental level. It is disagreeable to them that they have to take our garbage out. I would much rather be taking my own out as I do now. I'm capable of walking that far, and I can handle the bags because my wife knows she just shouldn't load them up that much. The difference is this. A combination of two things bury into everything that everybody is familiar with. Now, I'm going to suggest that if you have not seen the first movie called The Matrix, go watch it and learn, because you're sitting in that right now. Each and every last thing here ain't really real as you think it might be. It has real impacts. If you decide you want to jump off the house, you're liable to break something, your butt or whatever. However, and I'm going to say this very clearly, if you learn how, you can do some of the things that you saw in that stupid movie. I've been practicing flying like Neo did, just out of curiosity to see if it goes that far. Some people look at me like I walk on water. I wish they wouldn't do that. That is not the case. Now, I heard that you can walk on water anyway if you hold the right thoughts in your mind and go about things a certain way. When I was small, I decided to learn. The only way to do that, because Mom and Dad were busy all the time, was to learn for myself. That meant books. I got introduced to a dictionary rather rapidly because I didn't have the vocabulary being as young as I was. And Mom did not need to explain the usage of each and every word in certain usages that were not exactly common. She got tired of that real quick. Took her about 15 minutes of me coming to her every 2 seconds wanting to know what this word meant. So I got introduced to Webster's, and I learned the usage. I learned the usage and definition of words, and I got to where I developed a fairly decent vocabulary at a rather early age. I was considered adult, too adult by the kids, and physically, I didn't fit in as an adult, but I could converse with an adult on an adult level, which kind of surprised some people, which was all right, except that I was a brain-damaged kid like all kids are. However, in my process of learning, I also was introduced to the ideology of difference and differing belief systems. Now, you've got a whole bunch of different ones out there, and they run the gamut all the way from cannibalism to holding holy hands to the Lord, snake handling, you name it, it's out there somewhere. And I needed to know how it worked. I needed to know what was superior to somebody's idea as to what should be done and how you should think and how you should act. I also was a bit of a rebel. I did not take well to authority. I was always getting my rear end shortened up by one or more of the adults in the family for varying reasons, as many as my imagination could get to. I definitely probably got in trouble for it. However, I wanted to know how it worked. So I studied things like a book called Mind Over Matter, Zen Buddhism, Hinduism, chants, chakras, spiritualities, and I mean a whole bunch of them, of all of these. And the reason was to understand what was going on and how to accomplish what I wanted to do. I ran across these self-help books that gave me a little more information, and one of those is The Power of Positive Thinking. People do not realize the difference between the simplicity of hitting your finger with a hammer and going, "Oh, gosh," and saying nasty things, or going, "God bless it, man, that hurts. Ooh, Lord, did you have to teach me like that? That's painful." Well, think about it. A little kid don't know it's hot until a kid grabs the fire and burns their fingers. And from then on, and you should say this immediately, hot, burn the baby. Bingo. They pull their hands back instantly, every time, no matter what it is. If it's something going to bite them, hot, burn the baby, they pull their hands back, and 9 times out of 10, they'll be okay. That same thing applies to people. Now, in my case, what I just told you about is called fear. The baby remembers the pain and does not want to experience it twice. However, there is nothing that matches being able to crawl up in grandma's lap and snuggle up. You are protected by all the powers anywhere on the planet that are all for you feeling good at that point. You're protected. God himself is probably standing right there at the front door saying, "Don't bother him." Okay, so this goes to attitude. And I'm sure people understand attitude. You get around people that got a bad attitude, and you kind of tend to edge away from them. Well, you don't even have to be close. That distance, that little area around you, is called sphere of influence. The sphere of influence is only limited by your imagination. What can you imagine? And how far can you push that sphere of influence? You can push it all the way out to your property line. You can go further, all the way downtown, whatever. Sphere of influence is your attitude, your take on things, and what you are putting out at that point. If you put out love, flowers blooming, little baby critters and animals, comforting a child you don't even know when they fall down and step on it, simple things. This is the unconditional love that God has for all his critters. And I'm going to tell you something. My parents were the greatest things that ever lived. They were so cool. They were so understanding. And they were so full of love that they let me live. I'm surprised some of the things I did that they did this, but they did. So what you have to understand is an attitude of the happiness of sunshine on your shoulders, the beautiful trees, bushes, flowers. You don't know if you were walking down a path, say, somewhere, if this one particular thing that's blooming was a God giving you a gift. Ain't that beautiful? Oh, that is beautiful. And you smell it, and it smells just as good as it looks. Almost makes your mouth water. It smells so good. You can almost taste its beauty. Okay, the beauty of love is that it's the same thing that's been talked about in a lot of other places. When you light your light, and I'm going to tell you to do this. It's a neat little experiment. I want you to think about the size of your living room. Usually it's reasonable sized. And I'm going to tell you to take it and get a hold of a single birthday candle, one little bitty candle. And I want you to take that thing, light it, and I want you to dupe a little wax, sit the candle in the hot wax, let the wax harden around it so it's got something to sit on. You can do that on a can lid or whatever, doesn't matter, something along that line so you don't burn the table up. And then I want you to set that aside, out of the way, so it don't get messed up or anything. And wait till after dark. And I want you to turn all the friggin' lights off. And I want you to think about, when you light that candle, once you look around, how light it is in that room, and how much darkness that little bitty light makes go away. And it's stated in the Bible, the light fleeth the darkness, or the, see, oh, no, I got that backwards, that happens. the darkness fleeth the light. Think about how big your room is. Think about how much light that little bitty candle's putting out. And I'm going to tell you right now, there ain't no way. That light is being magnified by the goodness within you. If it was just and only the light from the candle, it wouldn't cover a very big area. Maybe a foot, foot and a half in all directions. It wouldn't light up the ceiling. But in this case, it'll light up the whole room. Not possible, but it does it anyway. It's like a bumblebee can't fly kind of thing. Only this is on the same level as belief and attitude. If a person takes a happy attitude with them, people like being around to see what kind of fun and games is going to happen next. I go around and joke with everybody. They're happy to talk to me. I lighten their day up a little bit. If they refuse to smile at me, I ask them what they're, you know, come on now, man. I took a shower today and changed my underwear and everything, and you're over frowning about something. I know I washed my feet, too, so I can't be that. What I do? I guarantee you by the time you're done with that little statement, they'll be grinning. Oh, I'm just da-da-da. I said, well, did you ever have a happy part of that? Well, yeah. Well, then, you know, kids are a pain in the butt, but they're also a great entertainment. And if you watch them close, they're really funny. They're going to try to do adult things or things that they can't do. And watching them struggle trying to figure out how to do it is amazing. And I'm asking everybody out there to struggle a little bit. That which doesn't kill you makes you stronger, or something along that line. If you give away happiness, it doesn't matter what kind of form. Just walk around and grin, practice grinning. Eventually, somebody's going to ask you what's going on. What are you grinning about? I zipped my fly up after I got done this morning, and I know, you know, it ain't that. What's going on? What's up? Just look at where we live. Look, you know, I live in the mountains. It's beautiful. Just plain, flat, beautiful all the way around. I'm kind of a laggard. I don't cut my grass like I ought to, like some people around here do. The deer eat it. I got almost wall to wall wildflowers, clover, things like that. And all the bugs live off of those flowers. So if I cut the grass, there's thousands of beings that rely on me not cutting it so quite so often. And I looked at that and I said, well, that section over there I ain't going to cut for a while because the deer like eating some of this stuff over here. When you take that sort of attitude into life, in general, whatever it is you're doing, it's like whistle while you work or something of this nature. Sing a happy song. Things will lighten up. Just like the light lightens things up, as you light up and lighten things up, other people lighten up as well. Along with that, so does the whole planet. Along with that, you accomplish things. The two scenarios are simple. Mother Earth, and the reason she's called Mother Earth, she has given us sustenance. You eat things that come out of her. You eat, you live off of things that come from her. Cotton, that's one example. The starches that they make into the plastics that cover the real cheap leather that they put into shoes. Some of the rubberoid things, like the bottoms of the shoes, are made from plants, actually. You said you do certain chemical things to that mix of polymers, and you end up with a thing called rubber. It's a similar thing to what they use on cars for your tires. So what you have to understand is that seeing as how everybody has a mother, and I know some people probably don't believe that, but and some people don't act like they do, but everybody's got a mother. And a mother should, many of them don't, or should do a better job of taking care of their young. And we've got a mother here taking care of all of us, even us adults. And we have taken a giant dump in our own nest. Mother Earth is our nest. We have done things to Mother Earth that we wouldn't do to each other because we thought we'd get away with it. We used to dump stuff. Well, now we find out maybe somebody will end up with that as a yard, and that ain't a good idea, so you put all the stuff in one spot at least. Still not a great idea. We used to dump a lot of stuff in the ocean because, well, what the heck? You throw a gallon of paint in there, and pretty soon it's gone. But look at what happened on that oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, most of it's down below, but it's killed everything. You got three-headed shrimp. The Fukushima disaster in Japan, which was intentional, by the way. and this is really extraordinary, has polluted most of the northern hemisphere with radioactivity. Now, we got some stuff we can take care of that with, but we're going to need extraordinary help. We got planes that are broadcasting God knows what called chemtrails. Sometimes it's heavy metal, sometimes it's other things. Imagine if we took our microbes that can eat stuff and sprayed the planet with it. It won't eat you, but it'll eat up things, you know, like in your yard. Think about having organic pesticides that work fine and have no, and I mean zero, side effects, either on the plants, on the ground, or on us. The only thing it does is it drives the bugs away. They don't like it. It might kill some of them, it might not, but they don't like it, so they stay away from there. They get one taste of that stuff, and it's sort of like, let's see here. It's sort of like a grapefruit that you were forced to eat a bite of every once in a while when you was a kid with no sugar. Ooh. And that's the way the bug looks at that, and they don't want any more of that, so they go somewhere else and try to eat. So the answers are there. The scenario is this. If we don't do anything at all, you're talking about an apocalypse. And by an apocalypse, I mean biblical proportions, just exactly what you saw in 2012 plus more than that, because as I understand it, it's supposed to actually be worse than that by quite a few degrees. You're talking about the Rocky Mountains dancing over, kissing the Appalachian and the Appalachian Mountains, both of them dancing back across the country, and then the Appalachians dancing back across again. Now, you're going to tell me you can build a bunker that will withstand that at a couple of miles of water when the tsunami hits? I mean, there ain't no way. Man, as we are familiar with our existence, won't be anymore. Just that simple. And so, if we do get off our butts, get off the couch, and start getting things together, then we have a chance, a good chance. Now, ET knows the time frame. They're already starting the mass arrests on their own because we ain't doing it and the military sitting on their butt. Now, why the military sitting on their butt? I don't know, don't care. It's time, irrespective as to where everything's in place and everything's ready or not. It's time for the good guys to start standing up and taking our action.
Well, you know what, Drake? The good guys are standing up. That's the point. I mean, there are so many of us. There are thousands of us, and the more the merrier. And I'm just saying from where I sit, I just see more people day by day by day, you know, doing their part, and I congratulate us all for being the change that we want to see in the world and, you know, being kind to one another. That's kind of the point.
Yeah, and I fully agree with that. However, we need the military to do their part according to the agreement they made with us.
Right.
In terms of making the mass arrests now. I don't care if they feel like they're ready. I don't care about this or that. If the military needs help, contact me. I'll send you about 20 militias wherever you need them. How many thousands of people do you need? Now, these are not idiots with a gun. These are people who are ex-military. These are people who are ex-law enforcement. These are not stupid. They will be in charge of small groups of people that they know will follow their orders according to what you need them to do. And all you got to do is say so, and we will mobilize. The people of this country are pissed big time. Now, this if you have enough of a group of people, I'm going to tell you this, and they're heading toward the federal building, the people in the federal building look out the back door and there's another group coming from there. Oh, my God, we can't get away. Very simple. And you go through that office building, one floor at a time, make sure nobody gets in or out. Anybody that really tries to get in, put them in custody, too. They probably wanted to get in there for a reason. Take these people into custody. We got plenty. They built plenty of FEMA camps for us. It's their turn to experience the things they had in mind for us to an extent. We will be setting up a justice system par excellence. It will be according to real justice. It will not be according to all the gobbledygook, garbage, and falsies that have been put out as a justice system that we've had. Everybody needs to understand that. They need to understand that the 13th Amendment is a part of the original paperwork that we included when it was sent to The Hague. The 13th Amendment, the original, organic 13th Amendment, talks about titles of nobility. And anybody that's a bar member, anybody that's got dual passports, and a whole bunch of other people, you got problems. Just that simple. The arrests are going to deal with people who have committed obvious crimes at first, less obvious secondly. The sweep, as it's called, will not come below about the governor level because they're going to have plenty of people. They're going to be really busy keeping up with what they got. They'll probably need our help with that. As soon as we're done with that, we need to turn around and go from the governor down. Anybody's dirty, funky, or doesn't act right, see ya. Or maybe put them in jail, whatever it takes. That includes the sheriffs. That includes everybody. So, you know, this is going to be a rectification. We're going to resurrect the Declaration of Independence just like we resurrected it in our paperwork. We got nothing in common with you, first. Number two, we think you're ugly. Number three, we don't believe that you should be in charge of squat. Maybe your own squat, but not ours. Number four, you're going to the pokey until we can figure out exactly who you are, what you did, and what needs to be done to you or with you in terms of that. This way nobody gets their hands dirty with somebody else's, some funky thing. They're not worth the trouble, believe me. So you take care of it in that manner, and that keeps us at least righteous in terms of acting correctly. This is a societal basis of justice. This is not a religious,
that turkey gave me a speeding ticket. I think I'll shoot him.
None of that flies. The basis for justice is contained in some religious forms. Now, by that I mean certain documents that are used on a religious basis, they need to get the original paperwork out and use some of that. It does work. It is real. It is the basis for some of the justice that is real, but it's not been being used or being used against you. So, you know, that's basically the fullest answer I can give you to that covers it as succinctly as possible.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Drake. That was fabulous. Okay, two quick questions. People want to know, who is the woman doing the video?
That's a person that I've known of and have known in some capacity or another at one point in my life, and I don't remember past that. It's not so much important as to who she is, but what she states. Look at the content of the video. Don't look at it. Don't worry about who she is as much. Now, I can tell you that she's connected with the people that are making these arrests behind the backs of the people that are not doing their job yet. Okay.
Okay. And the other question is, have you gotten any response to the open letter?
No. Now, I was going to put that out during the week. That's my way of doing things. I was going to start it out Monday morning and see where it went. And then I started thinking about how do you get things to go through the military. One of the best ways is called scuttlebutt. one of the best times to do that is Saturday morning, because then you have certain people in cleaning up stuff that was left over from the week, and you've got your skeletal crew. Incoming information, specifically that which is ambiguous. In other words, not necessarily directly pointing in any specific direction. And if you'll notice, I didn't title it that open letter to the military other than as an open letter to the military. Well, what am I supposed to do with this? Well, that means he's going to have to run it up the chain of command. But he's also going to read it, and he's going to go, wow, man, I think Joe down the hall needs to know about this. And he makes a little copy and makes sure Joe has a copy. You need to see this, man. Or he saves one, or however it works. You get scuttlebutt going. Now, scuttlebutt supposedly is not accurate. In this case, it's going to be pretty accurate. And the idea is to use it similarly as to the addressment of the troops that I did in order to start the rumor going around specifically here that there's something afoot that they need to make time for, take a good look at, maybe even contact me about. If, and here's the reason, if they contact me, I will call them to begin to take their action. And that if they need any assistance, backup, or anything like that, I'll make a few phone calls, and within about 2 days' time, they'll have as many people as they need at a specific location. The military, for their own benefit, need to say, yes, we're taking the action, but we need some help. That's all they need to say. And they will have a combination of every freedom-loving person, all the militias that we can muster, all of the people that have been underground saying, yeah, the military is our enemy. No, wait a minute. They just broadcasted that they could use our help. All militias? Man, we need to go find out about that. And when they do, they go down there and they find out, yeah, we need you to, if you got a unit, yeah, okay, we need to transport you over to here. And I'll show you on the map. There's a critical piece of infrastructure that we need to make sure survives right here. Can you guys hold that, you think? Well, of course we can. Bingo. Now, then you got the regular population. What can the regular population do? They can help them put handcuffs on. They can direct traffic. I mean, you know, name something. There's always something that needs to be done. So, yeah, we need to involve this whole country. It needs to stand up and say that the Illuminati's done. We're taking over, and we're going to make sure that the house is clean before anybody else moves in. Next question.
So how can we help with this open letter? Is that something that you recommend that we all pass around?
Well, absolutely.
Okay.
Make it go out like free beer. Then I want everybody, when you get done sending it out, call the Pentagon and ask them about it. Did you get this letter?
Okay.
What letter? No, open letter to the military. Man, I've been hearing about that all day. I don't want to talk about it. Click. Yeah, but you just did. Now, there's a reason for calling the Pentagon. If the number keeps ringing busy, look in the directory online and find another one and call that number and ask them the same question. Burn their phone lines up. Let them know that the people are not only aware, but they're agitated. We want to get her done. We don't want to sit on it. We want to get her done. And I'm telling you, the message gets across when you do things like that. So this is what I'm asking people to do. And
right.
Yes, I've called the Pentagon, and yes, I've talked to several people there, and nobody would give me an answer, which is common standard procedure, as I understand it, irrespective as to the rank of the individuals involved. So, you know, if everybody and their mother-in-law calls, eventually it's going to make the news. What are they talking about? What letter? That's the idea. Then they're going to get free advertising they don't want. We've already done our part twice, and you guys are still sitting on it. What's going on with this? We need to make the change now.
All right, excellent.
Then that's the crux of it.
Okay, we have an hour and 15 minutes left in the program, and have several questions in the queue. And before we get to other questions, real quickly, Grammy J did want to talk for a minute, so let me bring her on. Grammy J, hello.
Well, hello. Hi, everybody. Hi, Brother Drake.
Hey, Grammy.
I just want to say one thing, that I am very proud of you, my brother, for going all the way today with what you really needed to say.
Well, I look at it as my patriotic duty to my country and my countrymen.
One of the things that has always amazed me is when, you know, the Great Spirit has been teaching me and leading me since I was born in 1948. I call that Great Spirit God. And it always amazes me when people say that through God, all things are possible, except, of course, for the things they don't choose to believe in. History is taking place, whether people believe it or not, and they are in for some major surprises. And I'm very proud of you for going all the way. And that's the only thing I wanted to say. Love to all of you.
All right. Thank you, Grammy. Nice meeting you.
God bless you, Kimberly.
Thank you. Okay, so at this point, real quickly, people have been in the queue for some time, and I'm going to start bringing in some questions. And I just want to remind question people that please, it's really supposed to be like one or two questions. And when Drake is answering, if you would mute yourself personally, I'd appreciate that because it'll just keep down on the noise. So if all possible, keep yourself muted when Drake is conversing with you. So at this point, the first person in the queue is Tony, and he's been waiting for an hour and 45 minutes. And Drake, why don't you do me a favor? Do you want to set a time for another break? You want to take a couple questions and take a break? I just want to ask you that question also.
Oh, let's kind of go to the top of the hour. How's that?
Okay, so we'll do that. So we'll take questions for a little bit and then we'll take a break. Okay, so let's start with Tony. Tony, welcome, and are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, very well.
Okay. Drake, I want to thank you for taking the time today to put out this announcement, and I have a two-part question. Actually, it's three, but the third one depends on what the answer to the first two would be. My first question is, and maybe you've said it, but I had to go for a nature call, so I might have missed it, and if I did, I'm sorry. What happens if the military does nothing about the open letter?
Okay, that's very simple. ET's already in the process, and at the point that they complete the clearing, they will announce to us that the clearing has taken place. Now, if the military wants to be a part of the solution and not part of the problem, I strongly suggest they join in. If the military allows other people or other entities to do their job for them, it would seem to me that there's not a lot of use for the military. And I think they might want to stick around. I would like to keep them. And I think they need to make that a consideration. Now, the problem is we're on Sunday. And there are not a lot of them listening one way or the other who might be able to do something about this. So I have to give them an allowance until sometime Monday. Okay, next question.
Okay, great, thanks. That pretty much takes care of my second question, too. So if our galactic friends are wrong to step in, if our military does nothing, why would there be then the two scenarios that you mentioned, the destruction of the planet or the prosperity of the planet? If they're going to act anyway from its affairs, why would there still be those two scenarios? Or did I miss something?
I'm trying to can you restate that real quick, clearly?
Yeah, either I missed something or I'm just trying to clarify here for myself. And if you said the answer to my first question is that if nothing is done with the letter, that our galactic friends will step in and do the job themselves. If that's the case, then why would there be the two scenarios that you mentioned, which is one scenario was what happens in the movie 2012, and the other one is us moving forward to our next level of evolution, I guess. Why would those two scenarios exist if our galactic friends are going to step in?
Okay, the two scenarios exist because the scenario depends on our actions. Either you want to keep what you got in terms of having a backyard at all, or you don't. And the choice is simple. Get off your butt and do something, or you get the 2012 scenario and then some. If you want something calm, cool, and peaceful in terms of transition, and I mean very peaceful in comparison, I suggest we get busy. Now, one of the things that that is going to be needed is going to be the military. It's not a question of discounting them or tossing them aside or anything. It's a question of if they wish to, if we need them to be involved because of the hands involved. We need their organization, capability of maneuver, equipment, things of this nature. We're going to get new technologies, but we're also going to have a situation where every hand is on deck and everybody is, gets involved in this. If we do that, we can beat the timeline. There is a limitation to this. Before Mother Nature, Mother Earth, whatever you want to look at that as, start shaking off the fleas. And we could beat that timeline. And she might quiver a bit here and there, and that'd be about it. Either that or we can have hurricanes and, 2012 scenario. I don't particularly like the idea of the 2012 scenario. The graphics were great, and I understand the idea, and I also understand the geophysics involved. It's not altogether inaccurate, much contrary to a lot of people's beliefs. So that's, we have a choice, and our choice is survive or die, because they're not going to pull us all out of here if we decide that we're going to sit on the couch with a cold beer instead of do something for ourselves. It's not that kind of a situation, and people need to be aware of that.
Okay, to understand you correctly then, Drake, what you're saying is that the 2012 scenario is not dependent on what happens to in response to this letter. And what you're saying is it depends on how we are prepared, how we ourselves are prepared spiritually when Earth transitions from the third dimension to the fourth dimension. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying we got to repair Mother Earth before we get to that point. If we don't get the Band-Aids out and take care of business, the 2012 scenario is your result. If we get busy with the Band-Aids to whatever extent we can, and I mean everybody, really working hard getting this done, cleaning up the oceans, cleaning up the pollution, doing what we can to take care of problems that Mother Earth should never have put up with, removing some of the cancers that we have caused, then we have a smooth, nice transition.
Okay,
if not, you get 2012. Okay.
Okay, thanks. The third part of my question is, with this letter that you sent out, could we not do something along with that letter as what they did in Iceland to hold something around a referendum or to
there's something you can do about that letter. Call the Pentagon like I told you. And ask them about the letter.
I'm thinking something more aggressive, more in a kind of...
Oh, no. I'm not going to offer challenges. If they want to sit on their butts and become useless, then we don't need them. That's their choice. Then that means they're all out of work. They're going to have to find something to do, okay? What I'm saying is that is their choice. And they also may get to go through some of the nice 2012 stuff that you see in that movie because they didn't help us. So the choice is very simple. Everybody needs to get out there and get her done. Everybody, not just some of us, all of us. It's going to take pretty much the population of the planet to fix it. And the fixing of it is not going to be simple, and it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be a small kind of operation. Think about cleaning the floor of the Pacific Ocean. And just think about it. Don't answer nothing. Just think about it. And that'll give you an idea, just that alone. Now add the Atlantic, okay? Go through all the land masses and remove all the toxins. I mean, good grief. You're talking to every person that's able-bodied, to include little kids can help. I mean, this is everybody, not just one person. You like grandma? Yeah. You want to keep grandma around? Yeah. You need to grab that rake and go over and rake that stuff. Okay. Kids are pretty simple. It's the adults that are the problem. They cannot get their extraordinary intellects around something as simplistic as taking care of simple problems so that it don't kill us. That's why we're using all these deadly pesticides and other things. This is why we got nuclear power, because we were too stupid to figure out that there is another way that's a lot more efficient and doesn't leave all that nice radioactivity laying around everywhere. Or, in the case of Fukushima, if it happens to mess up, it does not continue to put out nuclear radiation at the point where it will kill you, okay? And it's increasing. I'm telling you, it's increasing. It ain't decreasing, it's increasing. The whole of the Northern Hemisphere is looking at dying off right now. We need to address this. Bingo.
Okay.
Thank you, Drake. And thank you, everybody, for giving me the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. Thank you very much. So let's do another question, Drake, and then after this one, we'll take a break. So Sid is up next. And Sid, you're online. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, honey, very much. Drake, it's such an honor to speak to somebody who has pierced more than six veils. It's very unusual for me.
You're very welcome.
I'd like to tell you, actually, I don't really want to ask you any questions, sir. I'd like to talk to the 6,000 or so souls that are listening live, if you'll indulge me.
It depends on the message.
Well, the message is this. It's exactly what you've been talking about, my friend. I live in an ancient Indian area of the country here in Kentucky, where Indian nations lived in peace before we came. And it's a very peaceful place, my friend. And years ago, I got back to the earth, and I cried out to God, all I want is clean air. All I want is clean water. Why is that so difficult? Within a couple minutes, a hummingbird landed on my finger. And ever since then, Drake, I've walked a whole different path because I know he's listening. We all need to stop and just turn it all off, turn all this stuff off for just a moment. We can turn it back on and get ourselves geared back to where we came from. This planet is for us, not for them. They don't even come from here, some of them. Okay? And Drake, it's in our power to take this back, each person. You know that. You're living it. You've pierced more than six veils. I would say this, and I'll leave it at that. Everybody should go to YouTube, type in eight veils, and watch that video. It's very short. Peace to you, Drake. What an honor.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sid. Much love.
At
this point, I'm going to play a 6.5, almost 7-minute song. We're going to take a break. And this is a fave from the past. I hope people get the joke in this, but it's Billy Thorpe, Children of the Sun. So we'll be back in 7 minutes, 6.5 minutes.
Thank you. earth can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Made of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed and beamed my sharp imagination to the door, to the world. I'm another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, with the children of the sun, they started to climb.
Alrighty, welcome back. And we have a little less than an hour left, so quite a few questions. I'm going to tell you right off the bat that we are not going to get to all of the questions, so I will apologize right off the bat. So please, those of you who are asking questions, please keep them as succinct as possible. Kind of keep an eye on your clock, and, you know, you could keep it to 5 to 8 minutes or something like that. We could get in a lot more questions. So, Drake, did you have a good break?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a play request, and let's see if you can find it. It's called Changes by Kenny Loggins.
Okay.
And it says a whole bunch of things that people need to hear. I also like that song I've got on my website called America. So
okay.
That's something else that you need to consider. Those two, a couple of my favorites.
All right, thank you. You can tell me more. I can add them to the playlist.
Okay.
All right, we have Buck standing by here. Hello, Buck. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Drake, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Back a month or 6 weeks ago, you did an interview with David Wilcox. And on that, he was talking a great deal about divine intervention, things that have been taking place already. And my question is this. It's kind of a two- or three-fold here. Does the military, our military, the guys that contacted you after you did the paperwork at The Hague, do they believe that there is a superior ET / angel existence? And does the cabal, do either one of those two entities believe that these ETs exist?
Okay. And very simply, you got two kinds of ETs. You got the good ones and the bad ones.
Right.
Good guys work with the good ones. Bad guys work with the bad ones. The bad ones are both interbred with us and walking among us to some extent. And these things are purely evil entities. They see us as a disease that needs to be wiped out. The good ETs understand considerably different and differently than the bad ETs. Bad ETs are out for whatever they can get. Primarily worship is what they're looking for. The good ETs aren't interested in that at all. The good ETs have been sent by higher authority, and that's all I'm going to call it, to be our benefactors and assistants. The problem people have with it is that if something lands in a spaceship in the front yard, they freak out. Well, yeah, you should freak out a little bit, but so long as they don't run over your telephone line or something like that in the process, don't worry about it a whole lot. Stay inside until you see who gets out. If they look pretty much like us, 99% of the time, you're going to see good ones. The reason I say that is the good ones and the bad ones have had a little bit of a tussle, and they have the bad guys basically have lost all but a couple of ships that they are in, that they are hiding because they're losing what they're doing. Are looking for an escape, just like the bad guys right now are looking for an escape. They're running around. They found that we've got agreements with all the governments just about on the planet that we can come get them, period. So there's no place to hide. Then you come along with an extraordinary man by the name of Neil Keenan, who cuts their finances off at the knees. And then you've got people like me, who got more guts for brains than better sense, and get on the phone, on the radio, and say, "Hey, man, y'all got a problem." And you hear this little, "What problem is that?" 300 million of us disagree. So yeah, you got good ones and bad ones. They've been working with both sides since forever. The bad ETs helped to build the underground tunnel systems you heard rumors of. Those are real. There are several of the used-to-be command centers that are inside of mountains that you can go look at, one of those being Crystal Palace, as it was called, or the War Room. That should pretty much cover it.
Well, I guess the thing that I'm concerned about is if we get an evidence that we can share with other people. I mean, I can go out and stand on the street corner and share this with people, and pretty soon there's going to be a truck come up and some guys come out with a white jacket. I'm looking for an evidence that we can show, or will that be something that's going to take care of itself in the next week or two?
Well, I don't know how soon exactly, but yes, it's been promised that they will take care of the problems. As far as going out there and hollering ETs, I don't think that's a good idea, not at this point. There's going to be a limited introduction to specific select people in the very near future. I'm not going to say exactly when. This will be announced individually to these individual people. You will be meeting an ET of some standing who will work with you in a lot of different ways. Some of that will be communications that we don't have to worry about. Some of that will be release of technology so we can get busy with the duties we've got. Another one will be offering to escort you to go talk to our military and say, did you get the letter? I would be ever hopeful that I'd like to ride in one of those saucers anyway, but I'd be ever hopeful that it would be possible for either the military to come visit or have an escort of my own choosing accompany me to make a visit there. I've told the military command that anytime they really feel it necessary, they can either drive over here or they can land in the front yard. They've got the coordinates. Both good guys and the bad guys have been here in choppers. They like to shine lights in your window in the middle of the night, see what you're up to, whether you got gun turrets on the in the attic, stuff like that. So that's basically what you got to look at. What I'm looking for is a simple something that I can give out to everybody that it's time. I'd love to make an announcement that there is a green light situation that has not happened yet. As soon as they were to give me word that it is, then we'd coordinate, find out what it takes for them to make sure that they're clear and ready to go. Then we go on public open broadcast. All the news stations, things like that, are going to be zapped. That will be the green light for everybody to know that what we are doing as far as our freedom movement has been accepted and is now active. The second part of this will be that there will begin to be landings by ET, the good ones, in varying places. And some places are going to be some, I would call it tussles. Some people refer to it as a firefight. I would suggest that the bad ETs probably will simply give up. Most of them will be able to be rehabilitated. Those who won't, like I said, are going to be poofed back to the originator. I don't know if that's painful or not. I hope it is. so that's basically the scenario.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you very much, Buck. And at this point, we have Scott from Thank You White Knights. Hello, hello, Scott. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
How you going?
Good.
Let's see. You must know who I am. I've been posting all your stuff on YouTube for a while. How you
good
going, Drake? Yes. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk.
Yeah, just an Aussie in Florida at the moment. And I'm just wondering what we can do with the Pentagon deadlock. I mean, I know how to shoot a gun. I've been shooting since I was, you know, probably even before I was 10 years old. But I'm not a part of a militia or anything around here, so I don't like to volunteer them to do something I wouldn't like to do. But you know, I'm just making a suggestion. I don't want to get anyone arrested, but, you know, ultimately, it's, I mean, this meditation can go so far, but ultimately we need to arrest these guys, don't we? So there's no amount of meditation that's going to make them go and put themselves in cuffs and go and put themselves in jail, is there? So ultimately we're going to, I'm just volunteering myself and it's suggesting that why can't, would it be a good idea, like, for the militia to possibly say, well, hey, Pentagon, if you're not going to act, why don't we're going to act? You know, we've had it waiting for you guys. You haven't done what you said you're going to do. You know, I mean, we can fax them, you know, and give them so much, you know, in faxes and trying to get them to move. But ultimately, what about if we come up, what if the militia come up with, like, a deadline, like, by the end of the week or something, you know, and maybe even do a poll. And I'm not trying to out anyone here, but, you know, just that'd be another way as well, like finding how many people in the militia would like to participate in such an action. You know, if the Pentagon's not willing to go ahead, then, hey, we're going to do it.
Okay. Yeah, I've already given them the warning that there's a lot of people out there that are going to take it upon their own initiative to take the action if the military doesn't. We are now at a critical point. We don't got no more wait time left. And that's one thing that I made specifically clear in that open letter to the military. Now, they know me, and they know that I have contacted a considerable amount of people in varying ways in order to let them know that if the military does not take action, it's going to be our position to do so. Now, if they don't want that kind of a mess, then they might want to consider taking the action now. This is basically what I've been saying for a couple of weeks or so now, and that's one of the reasons for the open letter to the military. And I'll give them fair warning. A lot of these people are not going to take people into custody. They're just going to walk in the office and kill them. That's how mad, uptight, frustrated, and pissed these people are.
Well,
I fully realize this. Now, as far as getting together with a militia, I recommend people go to the RAM, WRAM, well-regulated American Militia .com, if I'm not mistaken. And get in touch with Minuteman and go from there. He can direct you. There are several militias around, large ones. U.S. Militia Forums, which is one that covers the entire country, is one of the places that some things have been posted by me off and on. Trying to get them to understand the position they're in and that we may need to take the action on our own. I don't think that that's a good idea because law enforcement goes nuts and they might have a problem in terms of if somebody decided to put troops in our way, there could be a nasty problem with that too. This is why I don't advocate taking action right now on our own. So, what I'm doing is I'm waiting to see what they do come Monday, and I'm going to be on the radio Wednesday. And I'll tell you right now, basically the time is gone. There's no time to wait, no time to play, no ifs, no fun and games. It's either do it or don't, and I need to know. If they decide to procrastinate further, not even contact me, then I'll see what I can do about helping initiate things on our own basis. I don't like that idea, but I'm willing to do it, as are a lot of people. They think that it's long past due, and I'm inclined to agree with them, but I'm also have given the military the benefit of the doubt in a lot of things. Well, the benefit of the doubt time is also over. You either take the action or it's going to be taken for you. There are going to be people arrested, and I mean high-level people. We're not going to play. We are going to take them into custody by whatever force necessary. I don't like that idea, but if they leave us no alternative, then there is no alternative. I am not going to live in a communist country when it should be free. I'm not going to let them trash the patriotism I feel for this country just because they're some kind of a senator or representative or hold some other office. That ain't happening. I have personally had enough many, many years ago. And I'm not talking about it I'm not talking about an armed rebellion right now. What I'm talking about is the fact that we, as a people, according to paperwork that's been filed, have the constitutional duty to remove a repressive government. And
exactly.
That it is not only constitutional, but fully legal to do so by whatever means necessary.
Lovely.
And I'm going to tell you right now, and this will give everybody something to chew on in terms of a number. There might be, and I'd have to check on this, there might be half a dozen people out of all the House of Representatives who are allowed to hold their office. Maybe six people out of 500 and some. That's a serious problem. Okay, so,
yeah.
Yes, we're looking at cleaning house down to the bones. We're not going to play the game. And I don't, but I'm not calling for an armed revolution. That would be stupid. What I'm calling for is an orderly transition on a legal basis of an exchange of a repressive, unconstitutional government over to one that is constitutionally oriented, has real justice, et cetera, as it is always supposed to have been. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Scott. And now we're going to move on to JB. We have JB who has a question for you. Hello, JB.
Okay. Hi. Hi. Hi, Drake. This is JB. And firstly, I'd like to just thank you tremendously for your courage. Undoubtedly, very few people have it, at least willing to come forward and stand up, at least, and I appreciate you coming forward. I would like to give you my phone number and my email because there is a group of us that are coordinating letters to go out to top military people, and we wanted your input as to the more positive side of the military that's in favor of the people. We have a problem discerning the difference between those that are going with the current administration and have always gone with the administration and those that are rebuking the administration because they know that they're dishonorable. We have trouble discerning. We're going to commanders, but we're not sure with the red tape involved. Just, you know, where the buck stops, because we have the commander-in-chief as being the worst of them all. And I really don't want to point fingers, but it's not just Eric Holder we're talking about here. Anyway, if you, my phone number is 908.
Hold on a minute. There's a website. It's called onepeople.us, I think, or .com. And it deals with some of the things on Global Voice. Now, Global Voice also has a capability of contact. I would suggest that you do not give out your personal information on this radio show.
Hi, Greg. It's Denise. Let me give you the email address to send that to. It would be onefreepeople@gmail.com.
Is that free, F-R-E-E?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's the word one.
Yes, it is the word one. O-N-E, O-N-E people, one, okay, I'm sorry, O-N-E free people at gmail.com.
Go ahead and include
okay.
your information in that, express what you're doing and the problems you've run across. And we'll go from there. Now, the problem with what you're doing is that there is no way to discern unless you are clairvoyant and you have the capability of what's called remote viewing in order to know whether these people are good or bad.
Uh-oh.
So sending it out to everybody is not a bad idea. I did a recording called Addressing the Troops, and that recording is available through my website, AmericanNationalMilitia.com. And there was two requirements. One was that it get spread just, I don't know, like free beer. And the other one was that the military people run it up the flagpole. What that means is that it goes up the chain of command. You personally go ask your sergeant, your lieutenant, your captain, your company commander, your first sergeant. You go through the company command. When you get done with that, you start with battalion. You talk to the colonel. If need be, you go to the generals. From what I understand, it's made it all the way to that particular addressment of lawful and unlawful orders has made it all the way to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So it is possible to get something of that nature to circulate extraordinarily. If you're writing, it depends on what you're writing, and it depends on how you do it as to whether or not you may get an answer. There's a certain way of civilian addressment in a military fashion to the military that is different from standard letter writing. If you look at the open letter to the military, this will give you an idea.
Okay. And listen, Drake, we still would really appreciate a conversation with you. And are you aware that I have received some emails that are kind of, you know, mind-boggling, where Obama has signed like 973 executive orders on total government control and increasing, and that you're put on an arrest list or a watch list if you contact objecting to the current form of government, which is really an anti-government. But if you object to that by writing the White House generally or writing the Pentagon, what happens is they put you on a watch list or an anti-government list. So it's not that easy to just write them and expect a response. Instead, you get a response from the bad portion of this de facto corporation that we're talking about. So do you know specifically, when you say White House and Pentagon, just who at the White House and who at the Pentagon have you shaken hands with that actually appreciate and respect the work that you're doing? Because to globally send something, it probably goes into dead letter or into an anti-government watch list.
I'm gonna tell you right now, it's real simple. First of all, we have not had any privacy since the 60s. It's been slowly being eaten away. Number two, they have been putting together fields, and what these fields consist of are mainframe computers. They log, tabulate, and have what's called keywords. And anybody who has anything to do with any form of freedom movement, no matter what it is, or buy or sell something at a store that does, or you buy too much food, or you fart the wrong way, you get to be on one of these lists. Now, what you might want to do is look up something called the Southern Poverty Law Center. Everybody who has any disagreement with the government whatsoever of any kind at any level, no matter what it is. Well, that's cool. I've been making friends with a chipmunk, and he just stopped and looked at me. The problem is that you've been put on a list with Homeland Security, at the very least, if you purchase extra food. So then you have to remember this. Each and every last thing you do, and I don't care what it is, your daily activity, right down to where you put your keys down on what brand of table from what store, what color that table is, whether you like a big key ring or a small one, be you male or female, where you dress, undress, what color your underwear is, and all this has been tabulated. It's called retail tracking. And that is an extraordinary list of personal information. all, each and every, and all types of communication that you make or have made has been kept somewhere. If people do a Google search on themselves, they're going to be surprised. You'll be everywhere you posted that has ever been prevalent of any kind at all, no matter where it was, for whatever reason, whatever subject, it's listed. So we don't have privacy. I haven't for quite some time. This is something that needs to be addressed. I'm not sure exactly how far or to what extent we can, but it will be addressed. I can assure you of that. The problem is, you know, it's already done.
I'm very surprised that the military, en masse, you know, in large groups, I am extremely amazed that they are not objecting to this in larger percentages and actually revolting themselves because of what they stand for. They are above this administration. They can act and erase all of this, and we can live in the society that we've all deemed to want to live in, and I am amazed that they're just sitting back, taking orders from people who can make a difference and are choosing not to. It's really disgusting for me to even hear that little by little all our freedoms are taken away and they are doing nothing. They are doing nothing at all. Nothing.
That was one of the reasons for my addressment of the troops. One of the things was that I asked for was feedback. How many people in your unit feel such and such? What would happen if they declared martial law? Questions like that I had of the military. Would you be willing to engage a civilian? The questions came back basically in this order. It started out around 60% as far as the first question goes. How do you feel about this? Are you for freedom or what? This dealt with constitutionality, basically, which deals with the Bill of Rights and things that you're mentioning. It started out around 60%, and within 2 days, it was running between 85 and 90% who would act according to the Constitution and no other way. They also would refuse illegal, obviously illegal, orders. Okay? The second part of this is that how many of you would engage civilians? 98% said there was no way. That's 98% now. And you're getting captains and colonels and generals involved in this. You got to at that percentage. Then I asked the third question, how about martial law? The result was astounding. 99% said that they would take their gear and go home at the declaration of martial law, period. Now, I intend to hold them to that. When I addressed the troops, we want to know how far it went. We got an email back from Japan the next day. It had already gone that far. So everybody in the military, be that Navy, Marines, Army, Air Force, has heard about it. They have only certain specific things that they can do. They understand posse comitatus. They also understand that they are not to engage civilians in a police capacity or policeman role. And yet they can back up a civilian contingent that cannot handle what's before them. Now, that would be primarily, okay, under the consideration of rioting. Now, everybody's on edge, both sides. The report I got back was that they are ready to pounce at the first hint of any kind of rioting anywhere. So that's not going to be tolerated. So anybody out there in Gaga Land who's got a wild hair and feels, well, I can start a riot and we can have a lot of fun with this place, you better think about that. This has been tried a couple of times, and they got stomped on real quick. A whole bunch of people went to jail real quick. And one of the charges wasn't just trespassing or shoplifting. It was inciting a riot. That's a felony, if need be. So what you have to understand is this. They haven't taken their action yet, and you got to remember something. I sent this out on a Saturday. It was early in the morning. in order for it to got kind of go ballistic within the military itself. Second part of this is that we got to wait till a working day, which is tomorrow, for the office people and the commanders, who usually go, this is Father's Day, they're probably everybody going out to eat. You have to understand that tomorrow, Monday, should be the day, and I'm hoping to hear a call. And I'm not going to talk to a colonel. It'll either be a general, simple, one star, or above, if they want to talk. I have been given some names of people that are supposedly, patriotic, constitutional. Some of the people I actually know personally and have known them for quite a while. And we fully agree on this stuff. Now, they're holding their office for a reason. They want to see this through. The plan that I mentioned a long time ago that started during the Korean War is still active. There's a few people that have this in their possession. It's a physical plan. It's real. There's been several people who have extraordinarily high security clearances and extraordinary capability of research who verified and validated my assertion that the plan not only exists, but is alive and well. So if you got the security clearance and you don't believe me, check on it. You'll find it's real. You will not find out who's holding it. That's best kept secret. It's better. That's a better kept secret than where Obama's birth certificate went. So, just being realistic and quite honest, I don't want to jeopardize anybody. So I'm not eliciting ranks, positions, general areas, or nothing. However, I know they got my phone number. I know they know where I live. If they want to come and have a meeting, that's fine. We can work this out. I have a feeling. If these people are specifically constitutionally oriented and agree with the plan, then I have no problem with dealing with them fully and openly. I have an extraordinary amount of information that I'm not allowed to share for a variety of reasons. One is that it would jeopardize plans, which are intricate and would affect the planet. And the other is that there's the safety factor of an extraordinary number of individuals. And the original group had an objective, a mission. And from the beginning of that mission to the ending of it, they killed 14 of them. Now, the 14 that died were primarily people that had some sort of dealing on a very basic, in a very basic nature. I know one lady who lost both her children. They couldn't get her. They got her kids to get to her. They're not beyond doing these things. Now, there's been a problem lately, and that is executive orders and how they work. Executive orders can be issued and honored just as an executive order by itself, standalone, only under a fully publicly declared state of emergency for the entire country. Otherwise, it has to be approved by our representatives. Until that approval, none of that stuff's real. Number two, each and every last law has one little requirement. It has to pass muster against the Constitution. So the NDAA, we can abscond with your butt as long as we feel like, it don't fly. It does not have legal teeth. Number two, you heard about Obama saying, we own everything, we own your butt, we own this, you're screwed. Okay, fine. They haven't come here to see me yet. And, how many people are armed that they want to go fool with? How many patrols have you seen going out taking people out of their houses? You haven't. The reason you're not going to is that as soon as they started doing something like that, the phone's going to light up. And you're going to have 50, 100, 200 people in the woods as ghosties who probably are seasoned hunters wearing their cameos
with hunting rifles. Now, they had a little case in Ruidoso, New Mexico, a place that's it was a beautiful place. They screwed some of it up, in my opinion. They put a four-lane highway through, among other things. They should have left it alone. But the sheriff had a problem. Somebody called him and said, hey, feds are up here trying to tell us what to do. What do you mean? Well, I own this property, and they're trying to tell me I can't do this and I can't do that, and I need your help. Sheriff went up there, took a look. Well, he looked at the situation. They were trying to cut trees back where they had built cabins so that if there was a forest fire, it wouldn't burn the cabin down. Real simple stuff, nothing complicated. And the feds were saying, oh, no, you ain't cutting that tree. And there's probably, if I remember correctly, 8 or 9 of the feds. And somebody, unbeknownst to the sheriff, had called the militia. Now, what's funny is that the sheriff got told that the militia was there. Somebody kind of peeked out from a tree and tipped their hat. And here the sheriff said, well, you got a choice. You mess with that person, you go to jail. Or you can leave. Your choice. And the sheriff and his deputies, there's like, I think altogether 5 of them. And there's like 8 or 9 feds. And, of course, they got their mini machine guns and all this happy whatever, riot gear on, you know, look like some kind of space cadet. Well, there's more of us than there are of you. And they fanned out a little bit. And about that time, he said, well, the problem is that the population around here disagrees with your presence here altogether. And he held his hand up, and some 100 and some trees suddenly grew high-powered hunting rifle barrels. The sheriff said, are you sure you want to try to enforce what you're talking about? And the guy's looking around. He's getting whiter as he looks around because he keeps seeing more and more, and he's going, you know, I think we need to go have lunch somewhere else. They've not been back. Now, this is a direct confrontation between the local population, known as the militia, backing up the local sheriff. These fun and games people who think it's cute to raid farms need to experience the same treatment.
Okay.
You know what, Jean, I'm sorry, JB. I'm sorry. I've got to go on. We have 15 minutes or 2 other people.
Very critical about this constitutional issue coming up. Just one more, please. In the advent of shutting down the bank strike, with the hopefully implementation of lawful money, asset-backed, silver-backed, treasury notes, will all the foreclosures cease and desist, and will the unlawfully arrested, of which I'm particularly interested in, as well as those that are foreclosed on, I'd like to see these homes go back to the people. And right now, there is a huge sale to investors on the millions of property. I just got an article, and I am, like, freaking out. And so hopefully we can stop this, where they're going to sell all these properties to HUD or the financial investors. So they don't care about what is happening to the people. And I thought the
Yeah, well, hold on a minute. Maybe these people Maybe these people like to go to jail for fraud. Okay, what I'm trying to tell you is this. You're talking about extreme, extraordinary changes in what you're familiar with, and the BS that's been going on is going to be flushed.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, JB.
All right. Thank you.
Perfect,
thank you very much, Jay.
Perfect question. All right. We have like 15 minutes, so I have 2 more people that are in the queue. LG is next, so I'm going to try to give equal time here. And here you go. LG.
Okay. Hi. I'll be very brief with my question. First, I do want to say that it is an honor, Drake, to be able to communicate and interact with you even this way. And you're a true inspiration to those of us in my family who are no longer asleep. But my question is, I watched the video on your website, and I'm pretty sure what the woman said at this one point was that once the bad ETs are extinguished, we will no longer remember that they existed. Is that correct? And
yes.
And if so, can you explain in detail, if possible, what that means?
No, I'm not going to get into great detail because it would take approximately a dissertation equal to a textbook in order to give somebody who does not know about such things a working knowledge.
Okay.
Suffice it to say that you right now and everybody out there has what's called a veil of forgetfulness over them, meaning that you do not remember what you used to be. Okay, meaning that you cannot see past the realm, third dimensional that we are in, into the fourth and fifth and sixth dimensions. Okay, until you learn how to do so, you will not be able to partake of that part of it. Now, the other part is that whenever something on a spiritual level is attended to, those who are affected by it are put back in the original place that they were before that happened a lot of the time. Now, this is called a time variant shift. The other part of it is that the Constitution states that a law that is unconstitutional shall be as if it never existed. This is the same thing as the way it works on a spiritual level in terms of the ETs causing people to forget that that person ever existed.
Okay.
So that you don't remember anything about them because they were just simply evil. You don't need that in your life. You need sunshine. So they take the dark and put it in a box and cart it out of there, and then what you got left is more light than you had before. And that's how
it
works.
So in other words, my life would be as it was before I was awakened.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Not exactly that to that extent.
Okay.
But It like I said, it would take a textbook to get into
right,
this.
Right.
I don't have the time or the capability to do that now.
Okay.
You can go to Humanity Healing Network, and
okay.
there are teachings there that will elucidate to what I'm talking about.
Wonderful.
Now, I'm going to actively search a couple of other places and find another reference because that gets complicated. But that's one place that you can go for some of this knowledge. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for everything that you are doing.
You're welcome.
Thank
okay.
you, LG. Thanks.
Thank you, Denise.
Much love.
Oh.
Okay. And we have Dale, who's been waiting patiently. Dale, you're on.
Well, greetings, everyone, and greetings, Drake. Patience is my name. I've been around for quite a while. Drake, have you ever heard of the name Starseed?
Yes, I know who you are.
Okay. You just mentioned about knowledge returning. Well, knowledge has returned. I am a human being. I have lived a great life, sometimes not so great. I served honorably in our United States Navy as a fleet sailor, and boy, have I seen some things at sea that would knock your socks off. I saw some things that I believe were shown to me to wake me up, which it did. And the things that you are sharing are indeed true. We do have a benevolent, very loving family. They are not ETs. They are not EDs. They are our families. And we will become well aware of this in the very near future. Not only are they flying above us, but they are also beneath us. There are underground cities known as the Agarthian Network, and these are very loving family members as well. But also, our Earth is hollow, like every other planet out here that has been produced is hollow too. This information has been withheld from us because there has been a split in our dimensional existence, and this was done for a very good reason. However, that quarantine is about to be over. There are going to be new technologies that will be introduced to us in a very loving way. They are not here to help us. They are here only to assist us. We have to do the due diligence that Drake has been talking about making our intentions known as to what we want. It comes down to, do you want to continue living in poverty and pain? Or do you want your bodies to be healed once and forever? And the harmony to be returned to this planet. This isn't the first time the planet has gone through an evolution like this, but it is the first time that the entire population on the surface will be going through this evolution that's coming. There's nothing, and I mean this, nothing to fear. This fear campaign has been engineered by some very, very smart and intellectual beings that are not of this planet. And they have succeeded in a lot of ways, but in their own arrogance, they are going to be met, and they have been met with their own defeat.
Question.
There, yes, sir.
Do you have a question?
The question is, the time frame is, have you been disclosed as to the time frame?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and you've been
praying for just about everything, and I am requested to do certain things at certain times for specific reasons. The time frames I have will not be, I will not disclose them, no matter who gives them to me, until I am told that it is clear and safe to do so. But, yes, I've had all the time frames disclosed.
Well, I just want to tell you, I endorse you, Drake. I believe what you're saying. I come from the same cloth, so to speak. I was born and raised as a Buckeye in Ohio, moved to Florida, now I'm in Colorado, right under Cheyenne Mountain, believe it or not. So I'm here as an observer, just observing. And I just want to let everybody out there know that you are loved and you are about to be reunited. And it is going to be a very great thing. So thank you very much for your time, Drake.
You're welcome.
All right, well, we have 10 minutes left, and I do have a couple of hands raised. Do you want me to see if I can find one more question?
For sure.
Okay, hold on. I'm checking, actually, area code 562. 562, are you there, and do you want to ask a question? Your microphone is not popping in, so hold on. 562, are you there?
Yes, this is Ed here in Long Beach, California.
Hello, Ed. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing today, Drake? I'm a fellow veteran just like you are, so I already know what's involved, what's going on here. But I also wanted to make a statement, too. I send an email to another individual that informs people of what's going on. I'm not going to bring up his name or anything. But myself and another prayer group, we worked on getting rid of chemtrails here in Long Beach, L.A. County, and Orange County. And we went through what they call the Miracle Prayer 11, the Micro Protection Prayer. And also, people don't understand that we, the people of the Heavenly Father, He's also given us another power thing we can use against this evil in disguise called Under the Kabbalah Chants under YouTube, and it's called 528 Hertz. Okay? We were able to knock this stuff literally out of the sky. It's possible. We didn't have to wait for anybody to do it. Matter of fact, this one individual that I sent my email to, the other individual I was stating to you, I put that in there on the information about that. But it seems that out of 28 responses, all the information I gave, it just mysteriously was wiped right off the email reply section. But all the other stuff was allowed to be left there. So, you know, I didn't think that was too cool because every little bit of information is more power for we the people because, for one thing, you have to be a warrior for the Heavenly Father and the Messiah. That's what this is all about. Now, I mean, if you've got a problem with that, then I don't know what to say because you sooner or later you're going to have to answer for your actions just like, you know, we've been saying. You're always responsible for your actions. And another thing, too, Mr. Drake, that prayer without action is dead in the water, too.
Okay. I don't have a problem with what you're doing. My suggestion is that you get with the lady who is has a website out in California who's fighting this thing on a legal basis so that the contracts, not just one, but all of them, are nullified. She's doing this on a constitutional basis. If she has the right amount of help, she can get her done. Now,
yeah, I know who you're talking about. She's located up there in Northern California. Matter of fact,
exactly.
We got
and she does an excellent job. She's extraordinarily knowledgeable. I've had a couple of discussions with her. But what you need to realize is that until – what everybody needs to realize is that until we replace our present systems, justice and things that are supposed to be right, listening to the people and all these sorts of cool things that the founders had in mind are not going to be reinitiated. So the primary crux of things right now is to call the Pentagon and ask them when they're taking their action. The primary action that can be taken, it doesn't take long to make a phone call, primary action that can be taken is that the public's aware and they want to, and they are actually demanding action. Squeaky wheel gets the grease. Well, maybe a combination of a letter, maybe a combination of timing, maybe a combination of everybody calling in will do it. This is what I'm hoping. I want to put this over the edge, over the top, get her done.
Get her done. Yes, sir. Thank you, Drake.
You're welcome. Well, we got another question or what? This is getting interesting.
Hey, Drake. This is Denise. We had a couple questions from the chat. Let me quick grab them.
Okay.
Okay, we had one. One question. We bought our home 10 years ago after it had been through foreclosure. We have put all of our money into the home. Where will we stand, and will we lose this home to its previous owners?
Probably
they had purchased
not.
The foreclosure.
Probably not. What you've got to understand is that the choices made in terms of timing and in terms of need are simple. If the people actually need a place to live, we've got a whole load of other foreclosures that people, you can't even find the people that owned it. That would be a perfect place to put a family. We've got a load of empty foreclosures sitting around. This is why they're trying to sell them. So in terms of foreclosure, first of all, it's illegal. Secondly, 99% of the cases are not presented correctly. Debt elimination is on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. A person that I hold in high esteem by the name of Terry Hinkle participates in these shows, has one of her own. Now, they don't get into the foreclosure on that particular end of things right there, but there's a website there that you can get to that will offer the legal remedies necessary to not only stop, but in most cases, reverse foreclosure. So that's something that everybody needs to consider. Now, something as old as 10 years, you probably don't have a problem. More recent foreclosures, I'd say 5 years old or younger, this could be a problem. These investors running around buying things up for 10 cents on the dollar may end up having to give the house up without any compensation on their part at all. These things are details that have not been worked out in the financials yet.
Okay, listen, we have 90 seconds left. So real quickly, thank you for sharing the link to the show and explaining to it how we've made a change to this channel. And is there a show scheduled for Wednesday?
There's supposed to be one scheduled for Wednesday.
I'm sorry, Denise, I shut Denise off. Is there a show coming on Wednesday, Denise?
There is.
Okay.
There is.
Do you know what time?
Let me.
Should be 7 p.m. Eastern.
I think it's either 7 or 7:30.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry, gang. I'm sorry. Yes, it would be 7 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday.
Okay. Same place, same channel.
Correct.
All right.
Now, let me use a couple seconds here. People, the reason we changed over to this venue, changed over to this radio station, was because of technical problems with the other one. Doesn't have anything to do with the people very much one way or the other. It had to do with things that we could not control, among other things, the quality. So for a little more money, we get a lot better deal, and that's why we're on here. Okay.
All right. Well, seconds. Much love to us all. Thank you, Drake. Thank you, Denise. Thank you, everyone. Sorry to those that didn't get a chance to answer the question, but hopefully you can join us again on Wednesday.
Thank you all. And happy Father's Day.
Yes, happy Father's Day.
Thank all you, right, Drake.
You're welcome.
And thank you to all of our listeners.
Bye-bye.
Bye.